Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real-life moments, Maurice's.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome back to the Greg Hill Show. Some breaking news. Jermaine and I are friends again. We have settled our bet. I paid him the $200. He immediately paid me the $500, which you could have had a grace period because it took me so long to pay you the $200.
It's not how I operate,
nope.
Courtney.
I know. So we are back on top.
And Santo, I hate to report, but Courtney is now online shopping.
No. We are trying to save for a house, and so I'm doing a good job, actually, right now, saving. We're on a shopping pause.
Yeah, I think you guys and Jackson should go together. You're both looking for some place to live.
Yeah, maybe we could sublet our apartment to
there
Jackson if we find a place.
I'm in.
Great. It's only $11,000 a month.
Okay, yeah.
We were in the middle of the leads. We still had my lead to get to. And Wiggy brought up college football that is coming back very, very soon. And college athletes are told a lot of times, and Wiggy would know better than I would. But even in cheerleading, we had a meeting during preseason that said just social media, stay off of it. If you want to be on it, keep your accounts private. Instagram, Twitter, be careful of what you post. You're representing not only yourself, but a school, your team, whatever. There's a new platform that every student athlete should be switching over to private right now. After Oklahoma quarterback John Mateer, he's in hot water because people got screenshots of his Venmo account. Mm-hmm. People started scrolling through. It's something that I hate to admit I've done before. If you break up with an ex, it's a good way to see what they're doing, to see their Venmo, where they're going out, who they're paying, what's going on.
I don't get this part of it, Venmo.
Well, it's like there's a feed, like a Twitter feed.
But why not? I know how Venmo works, but why not just when you send money, put it private?
Well, that's what I'm saying. People don't think that others are going to look.
I had no idea. Like when I would send it to I literally use Venmo for fantasy football, paying my, but until we did a story a while ago, I had no idea that everybody would see what.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. If you're not on private,
like
you can see everything.
Feed.
But
yeah.
Why would it immediately be? Shouldn't it be private and then you can make it public?
Oh, no.
It asks you asks you right before you send it, do you want it to be private or I believe public?
You can make it default private, which is
right.
What I did.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I never.
So they should be making all of their accounts default private because there are two transactions that have surfaced from him that are sports gambling. Mm. So both transactions were from November 20th, 2022, when he was a freshman at Washington State University. One transaction was labeled sports gambling in parentheses UCLA versus USC.
Okay.
They played each other the previous day, so it seemed like he was settling up on a bet.
Settling quickly.
Very,
that's
very
true,
quickly.
Wings.
I like how he operates.
Yep.
Yes, but he has now denied that he was betting in any way, shape, or form. He has taken to his Instagram and his X account saying that he has never bet on sports. My previous Venmo descriptions did not accurately portray the transactions in question, but were instead inside jokes between me and my friends. Mm-hmm. I understand that people write jokes when they are describing whatever they are sending to their friends, but this seems too specific and not really like a joke for him to have a leg to stand on.
But who was he Venmoing?
He was Venmoing one of his friends. There's a name that I didn't know the person.
Okay. So he could have just been, it wasn't like a gambling app. He was betting.
No. It was a person that he was sending the money to because the gambling apps are all done in that. But are you dumb enough to actually write exactly what you are betting on if you are a football player? I mean, you're a freshman. It's back in 2022.
Yeah, maybe it might be like, He was like, his friend was like, I bet you don't rush for 2 touchdowns. And then he was like, damn, here's your money.
But it's 2 different Venmo transactions. Both of them are labeled sports gambling. One of them has the actual game.
Maybe he's hiding in plain sight. Like, maybe he thinks that, you know, if I put it, they won't think that I'm stupid enough to put the real thing.
Yeah, I just think that it's so dumb no matter what. If you are a college athlete, and Wiggy, college football players, I'm sure, are it's beaten into them.
Right.
Do not gamble. It is illegal for you guys to gamble on sports. Like, for him to then go ahead and write that, whether it's a joke or not, you know that that's going to come to bite you in the ass.
But the problem is, you know, you said he was a freshman, so what's he, 18 years old? You know how many people do things at 18 years old, especially nowadays? You know, I didn't have social media at 18, but if I had social media at 18, I probably might have said some stupid stuff to on social media or Venmo or wherever it is, and people would have been like. So I think it's one of those things where maybe you look into it, but if there's no real, like, crazy pattern there or something that you can, like a sports betting app where he was betting on, you know, football, maybe it is him just, you know, with his friends saying stupid things. Think about how many group text messages you would have had at 18 years old saying dumb stuff.
Yes, of course, of course.
I just thought this was a great tweet, Courtney, on this from Joel Klatt. He said, let me get this straight. We're going to turn college football into a lawless free-for-all with large sums of money flowing to players who can be free agents twice a year. But then gasp about 3 Venmo descriptions from 2022. What are we doing?
I mean, I think the two are so vastly different. It's like there's still a rule in place where you can't bet on sports. I don't care how much we're paying these kids. It's the same thing as paying professional athletes. They're not allowed to bet on their sport either. So,
but did he bet on the sport? So we don't even know that.
Well, this said USC versus UCLA,
right,
and the two football teams had played the day before.
Right, but there's no proof that, like, if it's one thing if there was a, you know, FanDuel app or DraftKings app, like, okay, I get that portion of it and that being a problem. But if it's just him, like, I just sent you money, right?
Yeah.
And in the description, if I put, you know, bachelor party dancer.
Yeah.
People might be like,
Santo be like, what in the
yeah,
hell?
It's like, you know, and I was busting your chops or something like that, or you know, having fun. Unless there's actual proof, then I think it's like an 18-year-old kid saying something to his buddy, and that in a description could be him just being, you know.
So I just went to find it's the guy's name is Richard Roten is the person that he paid. So, I mean, it's going to, you're going to have to hope that Richard Roten is a ride or die, somebody that's not going to rat you out, and that they're not going to be able to find anything through Richard Roten that's going to connect him. Because I don't think, because this is a headline now, the NCAA is just going to say, oh, he was an 18-year-old kid,
right,
we're going to let this go.
They'll investigate it. They'll see, did he send him money to this guy who then did this kid then place a bet based on whatever it was, like an over and under type situation that could have affected the game. Did this kid play in the game?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right?
And I think also, like, it's so much more likely that this was going on before we had actual wires and ways that you could transfer money. Like, you know this better than most people, almost everybody. Like, when I was a manager for BC Hoops making a Powerade for Yuka Agbay, we had post-game that had Big A's, chicken parm subs, you'd hang out. And then between the locker room, after you finish the media and you walk to your back to your dorm, there were handlers that came up to Troy Bell and Craig Smith and Ryan Sidney and all these guys that I'm sure had cash.
Right.
Like, I have no way of knowing it. I'm not accusing anybody. But, like, and then you take that money, which nobody can trace, and do whatever you want with it. Like, so to say that this is a new issue or that this is, I just think it's crazy that we're giving these kids all this money, which is great and they deserve it, without any sort of guardrails, like trying to give them some at least financial counseling or understanding about what they're doing. I just feel like it's such a waste.
The schools have it, though, because I remember in Georgia, and this was before the NIL was even in existence, I think it was the agent that was Tom Condon.
Yep.
I remember he came.
He went to BC.
Yeah, he came to Georgia and talked to guys about, you know, agent being smart about their money, like type of financial literacy, right? He tried to talk to guys, and I get it, but that was before guys were doing NILs, and it was more about if you go get to the next level. I'm willing to bet you, like Boston College, for example, they must have all types, same with UMass, all types of programs and courses and people that you could talk to when it comes to, all right, NIL deals, how taxes work, all that kind of stuff. But at the end of the day, with the money in college, and I heard Tom Brady talking about this yesterday, and I was like, all right, Tom, he's like, well, it's too much money. It's different, though. And Curtis, I think you mentioned this yesterday. For me, as an 18-year-old college kid who came from a single-parent household and didn't have any money, if I had the opportunity and a school said, hey, Doreen, that was my mother's name, we're going to give your son $500,000 to come to this school, my mother would be like, we just hit the lottery.
Yeah.
Let's go buy this. Let's go buy that. Let's get a house. You know, all type, because that's, we didn't know, like, we, the way we were with money, we got money, we spent money, right? So, and we didn't have money. So that would have been a game changer for us. It's different if your parents, like, I try to educate my kids because of my money mistakes. But if you don't know how to educate your kids, and hopefully Tom came from a parent, Curtis, your parents were like, here's what you do with money at 16, 17. They try to teach you and educate you. But if your parent doesn't know much and they just see, like, you know, dollar signs after it, you're going to make a lot of mistakes. And a lot of times it's the parents who are not educated because they grew up poor. No one taught them about, and it becomes this cycle of just over and over and over and over of not learning about it, and then that's ultimately how people get into trouble.
I do hope that the schools that you bring up are putting those resources in place for student-athletes, because it will be fascinating in 5-10 years where we see these teenagers who are now going into young adulthood and where they are financially. Like, did they screw up what their NIL deals were? Did they lose all that money? Did they put it in the correct places? Did they set themselves up for the future?
Look at the, you know, you're a Real Housewives fan.
Yes.
I think it was Kim Zolciak.
Kim Zolciak, yeah.
Zolciak. Didn't she talk about how she stole money from her daughter because, you know, like, and that's...
What?
Yeah.
Her daughters were making a ton of money off Instagram and social media, and Ariana, one of her youngest, or her younger daughter, she has some younger ones now, but she thought when she turned 18 that there was going to be this, you know, massive cash flow that she was going to be given, because she was under the impression that all the money she was making off social media was going into this account. And when she turned 18, they had to sit her down and say, like, we spent all your
money. Right, so imagine all these...
What sick SOBs.
Curtis, it's, imagine this. It happens all the time. Imagine these young kids in college that are getting this money that... The parents are basically like saying, okay, put it in my account and I'll send you an allowance every month. You know how many parents are going to be like, oh, hey, we're going to use this to go on trips. We're going to use this to add on to our house or whatever. And the kid doesn't know. He's just, you know, getting his allowance every week. The parent feels like, oh, I know it's his money, but I've been raising him for X amount of years. There are so many people, and I think that's part of the whole NIL, where if your parents are not educate and doing the right thing with the money that you're getting, you'll run into it. That's why I know they drag her, but I give Jaden Daniels' mother a lot of credit.
Yeah.
Because she's big into that. Like, I think she's like a finance manager or something.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. I would just, that is terrifying.
Yeah.
There is a warm place in hell for people that steal from their children.
And they're still very close.
And
there's
plenty of people. People who steal from you are going to be the ones you are. Your good friends, or your closest friends, or your blood relatives.
Yeah. So for me, though, quickly, I would say that there needs to be a, I don't know what it is, but just like whether it's the family, there are very smart, successful professional athletes, baseball, basketball, hockey, football, that are part of these pyramid schemes or have these people that they think are business managers that steal from them all the time. So if you're 30 years old and you've got a family and you've learned a lot and you're, you know, a well-established adult and you're able to be duped by it, think about what they can do to the same 17, 18-year-old.
Yeah. Terrible. All right, well, those are our leads. Coming up, we'll have They Said It with Jackson. But right now, here's what's trending.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Subaru of New England. The Red Sox take care of the Astros in epic fashion. 14-1 was the final in Houston with Dustin May showing out. He tossed six scoreless innings while striking out eight. Another night with Roman Anthony and Alex Bregman homering along with Carlos Narvaez. Last one in Houston tonight, 7-10, first pitch with Walker Buehler getting the start. Lenny DiNardo joins Will Fleming on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's, go shopping, get rewarded. Kick things off with Christian Arcan at 6:10 for the MassMutual pregame show. Some breaking news for the Celtics. When the sale for the Celtics to Bill Chisholm fully goes through, Wick Grosbeck will no longer be the Celtics governor. Grosbeck is expected to retain the CEO title as planned and be the alternate governor while after the sale is complete. We'll be joined by SI's Chris Mannix this morning at 9 on that change. The Pats have their joint practice today with the Vikings ahead of their second preseason game on Saturday. And with so much to love, you don't want to miss the Subaru of New England A Lot to Love event. Find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com. That's what's trending. We have They Said It coming up next.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer. How laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Well, Jackson, you know your audience. Thank you for that. That was Taylor Swift, Bad Blood. We are back. Greg, still on Nantucket. Have you talked to him at all, Curtis? Do you know how the trip is going?
No. I talked to Greg Thursday evening, and I haven't heard from him since.
Maybe we need to get him to call in or something. I like that he's able to sleep in. I'm sure he's sleeping right now, but I saw Lindsay posted that he was getting his 10K steps in, so they were being fit fam.
I actually had to do it. I thought it was Ryan
Gosling. Can confirm.
He looked slim.
He looked, I mean, totally unrecognizable.
Yeah, yeah. He got new walking sneakers. He was telling us about that the other day because his others he had worn out too much. So.
I just got a new pair on the way coming this weekend, the sneakers that you told me about that changed my life. So
nice.
Thank you.
Thank you for not wearing Air Jordans while you were going on your jogs.
Yeah, you can't wear those.
That's why you would trip and fall.
Right. Yeah. Well, now I'm just clumsy.
But it does seem like he's having a good time. He's having great weather. I'm very jealous of him. But seems like he's eating healthy. There's been a lot of seafood, like shrimp cocktails, but I haven't seen any heavy meals for him, so he's staying on that diet.
I'm sure he hasn't had a single burger or fry.
Right. No, definitely not. And no alcohol.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
Ayahuasca.
Wiggy in for one more day before heading off to Martha's Vineyard. Jackson in for Shime, who is in Maine. We've got college real world Tom here. Curtis and I in for the rest of the week. But right now, Jackson, let's get to They Said It.
It's time for
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
They
don't let the Sox win this game.
Said it.
I'm just going to say, they want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
They said it. On the Greg Hill Show.
I'm not talking about this.
Everybody got the message?
They said it is presented by Catches Law, who are honoring the people who built this city. Help Catches nominate a hardworking hero, whether they build, drive, or care for our city. Go to WeBuiltThisCity.com and nominate a hero today. Every month, Catches Law will pick a nominee to receive a prize package that includes $1,000 cash, tickets to a baseball game, and your photo on a billboard. Go to WeBuiltThisCity.com to nominate your hero. Where do you want to start today, Jackson?
Well, Courtney, we're going to start with Wiggy's guy, Denzel Washington. He was on First Take, and he had, apparently he's a Cowboys fan, he had some opinions on Jerry Jones.
I've been a Cowboy fan since the 60s. He's making it hard for me. Not to be a fan, because I'm still a Cowboy fan. I'm still going to have the star on the side of the hat. But he ain't thinking about us. He's thinking about his pocket. There's box office, and there's Oscars, Jerry. Been a while, huh? You ain't been to the show, you wouldn't know. Wouldn't been to the show, you wouldn't know. Haven't been to the show, so you wouldn't know what it is to win.
And I believe, Denzel, I got to hang out with him one time.
That's right.
And he is a massive football fan. At the time when I was hanging out with him, his kid was playing football and was getting ready to get going to college and everything. And he was, like, you know, looking for colleges and that kind of thing and trying to figure out, you know, that road. So he's a huge, huge, probably a, you know, diehard Cowboys fan, but he's been a fan forever.
Can I also say, though, Jerry Jones could be the best owner slash actor out there, because what he did in Landman, the first season of Landman, he was in an episode, Jerry Jones was, and was incredible. Probably one of the best scenes in the season.
I have never seen Landman.
Yeah. Curtis, that is shocking to me because you and I are usually very simpatico on what we like. You need to watch it. If you are looking for a new show, Landman, it's so good.
Is that Billy Bob Thornton?
Yes.
Ooh, I love Billy Bob
Thornton. It's kind of Yellowstone-esque, but it's with, like, the oil mills.
I am in search of a new show.
Yeah, it
Landman.
Is.
Landman.
It is, and there's one season, very easy. And I'm seeing on Twitch right now, and I'm very upset with myself. I believe that I got... Did I say that it was bad blood coming out? It was ready for it.
Oh, okay.
I am very sorry. I'm very sorry.
I dare not correct
Swiftie
here.
I am so sorry.
All right. Well, I thought you know, when you said it was Taylor Swift bad blood, I was like, oh, okay, cool.
God, I'm upset with myself.
Yeah,
for that
you know,
one.
Just shake it off.
Okay, right. Nailed it.
Shake it off.
Yeah, no. If you
shake it. Don't she have a shake it off?
Yeah,
song?
She does. That's why I said nailed it.
I mean, you can't do better than I just did there.
If you want to watch Landman, I'm telling you, Jerry Jones, the scene with him, he comes out of nowhere, and all of a sudden, you are shocked with how well he does in that scene.
I can't wait.
He plays himself, so I guess that makes it a bit easier.
True. Well, he's an egomaniac on screen and in real life.
Yes. Jackson, what else do we have?
Next, we pivot to baseball. Our guy Bradfo talking about young up-and-coming pitcher Peyton Tolle for the Worcester Moose Sox.
He has what it takes to come in, not have to worry about the kick change and the sweeper and all that stuff. He has maybe the best, the most impactful fastball in all the minor leagues. And, you know, the guy that I think of when I think of him, when I think of Peyton Tolle potentially impacting the major league team, is David Price. It's David Price in 2008.
All right. I don't get, like... I'm still learning the baseball prospect way that they go about doing things, like how long a guy has to stay down in the minors before he come up. Because, in football, when you get drafted, you're expected to contribute.
Right, because college football is the minor league system of the NFL.
Okay.
So, like, when you...
So, when will we see this kid then?
I don't know.
Four... So, he's like a freshman in college? So,
right.
We're going to see him
say...
in, like, 3-4 years?
No. I think... Next year, late next year, maybe.
Okay.
I'm not positive, but there is the Red Sox have this incredible system in place for how to know when pitchers are ready. So whenever they get to that unknown level, they'll be ready to go.
All right, awesome. Jackson, anything else?
Sorry, and finally we go to Michael Porter Jr. on One Night in Stein talking about sports gambling since Curtis brought it up with Shohei. Let's hear what he had to say.
Think about if you could get all your homies rich by telling them, yo, $10,000 on my under, you know, this one game I'm going to act like I got an injury and I'm going to sit out. I'm going to come out after 3 minutes. And they all get a little bad because you did it one game. Like, that is so not okay. But some people probably think like that. They come from nothing and 100%. All their homies have nothing.
100%.
And they're like, bro, if I come out of this game after 3 minutes and y'all all hit on my under, we're all getting a little bagged.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? And obviously, my brother went through his situation. You know, Malik Beasley's going through a situation right now. Terry Rozier was in some hot water. But the whole sports gambling like entity, bro, it's bad, and it's only going to get worse, bro. Like we really do get death threats.
Mm. It is terrible. And we've talked about it with Red Sox players that they've posted. Our guy Liam has said that his wife has gotten, you know, death threats or mm-hmm. terrible things sent to them. This happens all the time and it's only getting worse. And I don't know how to stop it. I think the only way to make strides in helping to stop it is, we've said it before, social media accounts need to have a real name and photo mm-hmm. associated with it. You need to be held responsible for what you say on the internet. It can't just be an anonymous person that thinks that they can say whatever they want without any type of consequence. But that's the only thing I can think of to help solve this.
It's so scary because, like, on a different note, we get a lot of Hill notes, and I get intimidated by some of them sometimes. Sometimes they're pretty scary with their vitriol and their hate. I can't imagine if they were losing money on the show how they would feel.
Well, it's very interesting to hear from Michael Porter Jr. because, like, he talked about his brother. And it was interesting the way he worded, like, all right, how you could set up your homeboys, right? How you could set up your friends for life. And I wonder if he's giving us a little window into what happened with his brother, mm-hmm. trying to maybe set up his friends. But I would say this. If your friends are looking for you to do things that they know is going to jeopardize your passion and your career and what you love to do, you probably want to find some new friends because they ain't there for you. Them are not the ride or die friends that you need. But it's very interesting to see how he talks about it. And when you look at it that way, like, the money might not help the NBA player, the $10,000 bet that he places, and let's say he wins 80 grand, I don't know. That might not help the NBA player who could be making $8-9 million a season, but that could help out the friend who could really, like, use $80,000. Like, so it's interesting that he kind of used that as an example, Michael Porter Jr., and then obviously his brother. I think he's banned for life because of his gambling situation. So you got to be careful, man.
It's just, there are so many avenues by which you can get pretty quickly corrupted in the world that we're in right now. Oh, when it comes to the amount of ways you can gamble, the amount of distance, and I there is no answer for it because it's been going on forever. It's interesting to hear a guy like Michael Porter be that honest and direct about it.
And the social media element of it, the death threat things, I guess, like, you know, other than exposing people, what else can you do? I think you have to, as an athlete, you have to take it seriously because, you know, we think about how many whack jobs are out there nowadays. You know what I mean? A guy loses $500. You might be thinking, as an athlete, that's nothing, but that could have been, you know, his decision on whether or not he gets evicted from his home, and in his wacky mind he comes up and, you know, does something crazy to you or your family. So you have to take them seriously.
But it's not even, you do need to take them seriously mm-hmm. because there are so many crazy people in the world, but you have no idea what somebody's going through when you're sending that message, when you're hitting send to just send this you're not going to think about it the rest of the day. If you send some wife of an athlete to go kill themselves because their husband lost you money that day. Mm-hmm. You have no idea what she is going through on the other side of the computer or phone screen. And God forbid, if somebody is not in the right headspace to be able to be, and nobody's in the right headspace to get messages like that, mm-hmm. especially at the amount that these people are receiving these messages, like, what if somebody actually does something and you are somebody who's responsible? Like, people should be held responsible for something like that.
Well, like, what that case was, that a BC case where the girlfriend made the kid jump off. Did she go to BC? Or maybe there's something like that. But that was the girlfriend was case,
yeah,
right?
It was a parking garage, yeah.
Right. But she wasn't convicted of that.
No,
I don't believe so.
The only answer for any of this is to stop allowing other strangers to, I know it's easier said than done, but, like, I've thought about this. People are crazy. They're psychotic. They send things that are despicable, but I have never met an actual person who has been anything but kind and generous as a result of this job. And the people, I guarantee you, when Liam Hendricks goes to Abe and Louie's, the people come up and say, hey, can I get a picture? It's just,
but all it takes is one. Remember the case, I think Courtney did it, with the guy in Vegas the guy was a podcaster or something like that, and he was, you know, joking on the other guy, and the guy walked up to him in the street.
Shot him.
Yeah, and ended up shooting. So all it takes is one where you might be like, yeah, he says a lot of stuff. I say stuff back to them, but they're not going to do nothing. All it takes is that one nut job to be to take it seriously, and, you know, they might try something. So,
and Michelle Carter was convicted of involuntary manslaughter.
That's a different one than the BC one. But
oh,
yes.
Is it? I'm sorry.
Yeah, okay. Michelle Carter was also a mass.
That was the one in the truck with the where the kid, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Anything else, Jackson?
We got one more. We have Brian Baldinger from the NFL Network talking about on the bubble receiver in Efton Chisholm. Here's what he had to say.
Think about the history of slot receivers in Josh McDaniels' offense, whether it was Wes Welker, whether it was Julian Edelman, whether it was Danny Amendola, and now maybe Efton Chisholm. Like, he runs all the same routes, all the same routes that all those guys did. Here it is, next play after that one, 30 seconds to go in the half. Here he is in a slot, all right, little cover two trap right here, bam, catches everything. You watch the touchdown right here, all right, here you go. Here he is in the slot right here. Very popular route combination. These crossers with the flare by the back. Like, everybody runs this pass pattern right here. And he catches it, and then he just runs away from the defender. I don't care what quarter this was in and who he played against.
All right.
Perhaps so, a new slot guy for the Patriots.
I mean, I don't know. I think Pop Douglas is the guy that they like there now when you look at the slot guy. And I know it's like it's such a stereotypical thing that a lot of people do. It's like, here's a white slot receiver. Let's compare him to Danny Amendola. Let's compare him to Wes Welker. Let's compare him to Julian Edelman.
Right.
But, I mean, I think the position actually started with Troy Brown.
Sure did.
I want to say Troy. It went Troy.
Was it Krebet?
Krebet in New York. Yep. But I can't remember if Krebet was after Troy.
Well, Krebet would have been, well, if you're going back to the 90s, so Troy was, when was he? It was an eighth
Troy
round
Troy was
pick.
93.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, so it was Troy, then Krebet was in New York in 95.
Right.
And then that's kind of like that whole slot position, but it probably even went back further, whoever was before that. But
with the Giants.
Yeah, I think Pop Douglas, when you look at his skill set, he fits that mold of that slot receiver.
Yeah.
And I think that would be – and you know who else even fits that skill set? And I wouldn't be surprised if they do it with him. Me and my boy were having this conversation is Steph Diggs. Like, Steph Diggs is kind of like a slot guy.
Right.
I don't know who their outside-the-numbers guy is. I feel like all of those guys, whether it's Booty, Pop Douglas, Diggs – I feel like all those guys are inside the number slot type of guys. And is your outside guy like maybe Mac Hollins and Kyle Williams?
Do you expect to see Steph Diggs on Saturday?
I would hope so.
Yeah, that's a great question, Courtney. I don't know.
His old stomping grounds.
Right. But are they still kind of like, all right, we want to ease him in, like ease him in the sense where we don't want him to get tackled till it means something.
Yeah, I feel like they should. I hope they do. I hope they play Diggs Saturday because I want to see Drake and him. I heard news yesterday that Vrabel has been spending an inordinate amount of time with the offense hounding Drake May, which is great news for me. I just go back and it's such, none of this is big, right? We're not reacting to big games. We're reacting to two series and what Drake performed. He did not have a good game on Friday night. And the way in which he was sort of aw shucksing it after the game, I think that's his personality.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But that's got to go right up the keister of Vrabel. Like,
because that's a polar opposite of how Vrabel is.
Like, and that's what, you know, I think he's trying, I don't know if you can instill a change of an approach, but I think Vrabel's doing the very best he can to get a bigger sense of urgency from Drake May.
Well, maybe because it's the last day that we have Wiggy before he takes off and we won't talk to you before Saturday. At the end of the 8 o'clock hour, maybe we can get your differences that you want to see between the first preseason game and the second preseason game as the Pats get ready to take on the Vikings on Saturday. They've got two preseason practices, joint practices today and tomorrow before Saturday's matchup. We have the news coming up next as well as the dumbest of the day. There is a crazy irrational fear when it comes to the ocean. There's something up in the ocean, but we're going to get to that after the break.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried-and-true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Well, the MBTA will soon be adding late-night weekend service to subway lines and popular bus routes in the Boston area, Wiggy. Mm-hmm. Starting on August 24th, service will be extended by about an hour on Friday and Saturday nights on all subway lines, as well as eight different bus routes. Here's MBTA General Manager Phil Eng on WCVB.
And we're not doing this as a pilot. We're doing this as part of a regular service change. We're a public transit agency. We do it to provide a public service, and there's a lot of people that need it to rely on the service that haven't been able to use it. That's how we're measuring success, not whether it's 10 million people using it or 50 people using it.
So what time does it normally stop? 1?
Yeah.
Is it 1 a.m.? Or
I think it's 1 a.m.
So it's going to now go to 2 a.m.?
I mean, I think it should go up even a little bit later
than
that.
Yeah, it should. Because if, like, you know, you figure, like, say, club's last call in Boston is like around, what, 1:30? They usually close at 2. By the time people get to the subway, it might be 2:30, quarter or 3. Yeah, it should go later than that. Why not just keep them 24 hours?
Stops at 1, starts up again at 5.
Yeah, why not just keep it 24 hours? What are they doing over there?
Yeah. Well, if you don't like taking the subway or the bus, there may be a different route that you can take. Michelle Wu celebrated the opening of a new commuter ferry stop at Raymond L. Flynn Park, Marine Park.
Ooh.
The new stop connects the Raymond L. Flynn Marine Park in South Boston Waterfront to Fan Pier and North Station.
Love it.
So I kind of like that. I would take that.
I walk through that often when I make the trek over to the seaport from our humble abode.
Yeah, can you tell me exactly where that is?
So as you pass the cruise port.
Yes.
On your right is the Boston police boats are down there. And
yep.
Then right there is the Ray Flynn Marine Park.
Oh, okay. So where, like, the cruise ships do come
yep.
in. Okay.
And the seaport district, which is almost all white. No African Americans there at all.
And it will go from there to North Station?
It's saying that it will go to Fan Pier and North Station.
Where the hell is the North Station?
North Station is where you live.
Right, but isn't that where, would that be where, like, the state trooper barracks area is, like, right in that area? Because I'm trying to figure out
where. Are you talking about Southie?
No, I'm trying to figure out where the boat would go from Southie to North Station, like, people who are getting dropped off, where they would be.
Where the, like,
yeah,
the
where
boat
the drop,
would.
Yeah.
Well, there's Battery Wharf, which isn't too far right there, and there's the Naval, I think that there's
I think it's the Coast Guard or something, like, that's probably where it would be, like, right next to the, I believe it's the Converse.
The place that you said had good Chicken Palmer pizza, the building there.
Yeah, so that's probably where it goes, right over by the Converse building.
Yeah. Authorities are searching for four of the 13 people accused in a transnational elder fraud ring. This is terrible. I've heard of this happening. Our friend, actually, Curtis Tucker Healy.
Yes.
This happened in his family. But it's a scam that has hit hundreds of seniors, including some in Massachusetts.
And some that are currently on Nantucket.
Yeah, well, I know. I hope that this never happens to Greg. But the ring was operated out of the Dominican Republic. Mm-hmm. It would trick elderly victims in the U.S. into believing that their grandchildren or other close family members were in trouble and needed money sent to them. So they would get a call saying your child is, you know, in the hospital, got into a big car accident. Your child, your grandchild got arrested and it needs money to post bail. And then these, unfortunately, older people would pay up, would send the money, and it's all a scam.
Not in heaven.
Here's U.S. Attorney for Massachusetts, Leah B. Foley.
$5 million was scammed out of these 400 people. They were in California, New York, Florida, Massachusetts, Maryland. Some were too ashamed to tell their families what happened. Others never recovered from the loss. The stories are truly heartbreaking.
It's so terrible when you think of the most
vulnerable.
Yeah. In our society, and the fact that these people just constantly pepper them. Mm-hmm. I mean, I get calls all the time that are very easy to decipher that they're a scam. But then there are some times where I get like, oh, your car, you have tickets that you haven't paid or whatever.
Text messages now, because it's not just calls. You get text messages. Do you think that, and I always wondered this because just of the way we all grow up in different eras. Like, do you think as we become the old people, we'll be a little bit more aware of it because we grew up in a scammer world where, like, some of the older people, they might not have grown up in that world. Like, I always think about it with cell phones. Like, when we get older, we'll be a lot more savvy with cell phones because, you know, we've been dealing with it versus my mother. And, you know, or my father-in-law.
But they're constantly changing. That's the issue.
Right, but we're changing with that time when we're still relatively young. Like, think about, I mean, your parents are still young. But my mother, she didn't know how to use a cell phone because, you know, she didn't have that type of technology.
Yeah.
And so when she got an iPhone, for Curtis, you talk about your mom's be holding it up right to her face on FaceTime, where we, when we get older, we know how to do that stuff. Do you think we'll be a little bit more tech savvy?
I think we will be slightly more. I will say, too, it is just terrifying. Like, with to think of these people, like, your parents, overnight, things change. Like, before you know it. And I can only envision the guilt and the just total fear that an elderly person would have, feeling like they just squandered this money and they don't want to say something. And then it's just like the evil of taking advantage of elderly people and stealing from them.
Scammers don't care.
God.
It's and it's just like, a lot of the times that I get these scam texts, I will Google it and be like, is this a real text? Just to make sure. But my grandmother is not doing that. Right. You know, I my dad probably wouldn't be doing that. So if somebody called my dad and said, Courtney's in the hospital and needs money, guess what? My dad's probably making sure, okay, tell me how I can send it. So it's
very
scary.
It'll be different for us, though, like when we, because we know like the scam and we know how emails work. Like, your grandmother's like, you know, she probably in her 90s or something. She didn't grow up in an email world, you know, as an adult or even as like, you know, a young adult. So maybe we'll be a little bit more savvy in the sense that it was like, oh, no, you're not my grandson or, you know, that kind of thing.
And you can see how many people it affects. Like, you're looking at Twitch right now. There are a million people in there right now saying, oh, this one happened to me. Yeah. I got this one the other day. So it's nuts. And if you're watching on Twitch, thank you so much. We're live on Twitch every day. And it's brought to you by our friends over at Springer's Jewelers. If you're looking for a diamond, go see them at Springer's Jewelers in tax-free Portsmouth, New Hampshire. The team at Springer's takes the time to teach you how to buy a diamond. Visit springersjewelers.com. We have more news coming up, and there is an irrational fear in the news that I'm going to tell you. I've told you something's up in the ocean. There certainly is something up in the ocean. It led to somebody's death. We also have an airline incident of the day, and we have a dumbest of the day. So all that and more coming up next.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.